of Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that the anointing of Almighty Yah, we rest upon you, and that your desire above all things is to please Him. What a profound question, as Yahweh spoke unto Moses, as He sent him to speak unto the house of Israel. Moses asked Yahweh a profound question. Moses said unto Elohim, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The Elohim of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, What is His name? What shall I say unto them? Now, what a profound question. Moses, man understanding even the question that will be asked of him of the house of Israel. The why was that, Pastor Roberts? You must understand, my friend, that the land of Egypt, it was steeped with all kinds of pagan gods, rituals, that they call upon their gods. I say to you that gods are made. Even as Yahweh, He said unto Moses, that I will make you a god unto Pharaoh and Aaron, thine prophets. He was made. As Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, Shatan, as he spoke unto them, he says, that Yahweh knoweth that in the day that you eateth of that tree, tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that ye will become gods. And they did, because in that they determined their own destiny, and they said, I will govern my life, and no one will govern me at all. Now, is not that the mindset of the nations of the earth today? We are approaching and are in a seasonal time of the year in this nation that is one of the most pagan times upon the face of the earth. You will find this pagan ritual and worship. You will find every kind of person participating in it, because it is pagan. And even the deity that they think they know, they have established a pagan deity. He is not Jesus Christ or Christo or Jesus. His name is Yeshua. He is the Messiah. And even the most ardent sinner, whether they are Muslims, Jews, pagan, Christianity, they always say that Jesus is the reason for the season. They are no different than the pagans of Egypt. And that is what this nation and the world is today. Those that walk in the natural mind, they are walking in a pagan spirit. For that mind is enmity against Yahweh. It will not savor the things of Yahweh. It denounces those pure things of Yahweh, and it is spelled Messiah. I have heard men say, I have a problem with that name Yahweh. I know they do. For Satan has a problem with Yahweh. For he knows that that is his name. His name, my friend, you that are listening, it is not Lord, and is not God. Regardless of what these pagan preachers say, that it makes no difference. Well, it makes no difference as the homosexual agenda as well. Why not allow man to marry another man, if it makes no difference? Why was it then that Moses The thing that he was concerned about was, what is your name, or what name do I tell them? They have been in this bondage of Egypt, and we all have been there. This religious spirit that is overwhelming the earth today is a very religious spirit. It denies the power of Yahweh, and it denounces his name. Men literally despise the name of Yahweh, and they will not receive Yahshua, the Messiah, as the Son of the living Yahweh. Yet the name of Jesus, the pagans will address it. They will participate in their festivities and their pagan holy days, as they call them, their pagan, hellish, wicked days. They do not glorify Yahweh, nor do they exalt the mighty power of this great king of Israel. And we are the Israel, they that have the power of Yahweh. And his power is with Israel. Pastor Roberts, the name is not significant. You, my friend, you apostolic, you believe that? And yet, you will denounce anyone that is not baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It can't be so, my friend. That is not the Father's name. There, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name on the heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What is the name? Who is the one that salvation belongeth unto? Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. It does not belong unto Jesus or Jesus or Jesus Christ. It belongs unto Yahweh. For salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. And in that name that Messiah came in, you must understand, he never denounced the Father. He came to glorify the Father's name. Even as he agonized in his spirit, he cried unto the Father, knowing that he had came to that hour for that purpose. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Let it be known that this name, Yahweh, is the only name of salvation. And the heavens thundered and said, Yahweh spoke unto him, said, I have glorified my name, and I will glorify it again. Now that is what he is doing in this hour. He is going to glorify his name. His name has been ostracized, denounced. It has been spat upon. It has been ridiculed. Men detest it. They hate it. But yet when it comes to the pagan rituals, they will not denounce those things. His name, the Son's name, is not Jesus Christ. It was never Jesus Christ. If that's the case, then the sorcerer named Bar-Jesus, then he has a relationship to the name of Jesus Christ. His name is Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh unto the house of Israel. You can denounce it to your own peril and your own destruction. Malachi Yah, chapter 1 and verse 6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. Yahweh says, if then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh of hosts. I know the translation that you are in possession of will say Lord of hosts. It is wrong. He is not Lord of hosts. He is Yahweh of hosts, as he spoke unto the house of Israel and the priests of that hour. He said, O priests that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? You mention the name of Yahweh today, and you will see this hatred that flowed from the souls of many, because they hate that wonderful and beautiful name. They reject it. There is no love in their heart for the name of Yahweh, for they have been traditionalized and brought up in their rituals whereby they despise it. They prefer a pagan substitute, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, Christo as the Son, Jesus. It is a marvelous thing as you truly, if you will, search out etymology, words and their meanings. You will see and know that the name of Yahshua, it is not the same as Yahshua. It is Yahshua. His name was translated from Hebrew, not transliterated, but translated from Hebrew to Greek to Latin, and now to this Babylonian English language. And in the Greek it is enunciated, Jesus. You can't deny it. You can say it is not so. And out of Jesus, it is translated into English as Jesus. How can that be? And yet the name of Shaitan, it maintains the same phonics as Abraham, Abraham and Abraham. Basically retain the same phonics. When it comes to the name of Messiah, there is no retaining of that phonics. And it goes from Yahshua to Jesus to Jesus Christ. That is not so. He is Yahshua, Messiah, the anointed one of Yahweh. Wherein have we despised the name of Yahweh? Yahweh said, ye have offered polluted bread upon my altar. And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that ye say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. It is defiled. It has no value at all. And that you will not bring the proper sacrifice before me, for there is no love for the name of Yahweh. I watch men as they squirm and reject that profound truth. Yet you will find with the Muslims, they call their God, Allah Akbar, for God is great. And what is the name of the God of the Buddhists? They have many gods and they all have names. There are many. Every religion, they all have names for their God. And yet this polluted thing that you call churchianity, that is what it is. It is not the tabernacle of Yahweh's anointing, whereby the Torah, the law of Yahweh, and the beauty of the Psalms of David dwells there in the house. You have the law of your traditions, and the law of your gender, your nationality. Do you not understand that the homosexuals, these vile, perverted, beastly things, will call themselves sons of God? They are sons of God. The God of this earth, because he is made, not the sons of Yahweh. And in all of their corruption, their vile and evil ways, they're very self-righteous. No different than the apostolics, and the Pentecostals, the Baptists, the Methodists, they all have God. The Methodists, they have established their God. The Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, the Anglicans, the Catholics, they all have gods. There is no agreement with their gods. They are separated, and yet they all call their God, God and Lord. And they go by the pagan name, Jesus Christ. How can that be? And yet there is no oneness, no love, no peace, no oneness at all. None whatsoever. You say, Pastor Roberts, what about those that use the name Yahweh? It is no different at all, because it is one thing that when a man understands the purity and the power of the spirit of that name and the law of that name, it is in the power of that name that he is delivered from all bondages and every power of darkness. It is because they hold on to those little traditions that they brought from the Baptist way, the Pentecost way, the Seventh-day Adventist way, the Anglican way. They hold on to those tidbits of trash, and they pollute and make Yahweh even contemptible. And they will offer up things that are not pure in the sight of Almighty Yahweh. But yet, it doesn't take from his name, for he has a name. The God of the Baptist is simply Baptist. That's the God's name. The God of the Anglicans, it is the Anglicans. The God of the Catholics, it is Catholicism. It's Catholic. Same as Buddha, Krishna, they're all the same. I was talking to a precious pastor there in Mount Sinai, New York, and he said to me, Pastor Roberts, it amazes me that as I travel through many parts of the world, I find that every nation and every people, every religion has a God, and yet their God possess a name. And yet the name of this creator of all things, he has no name at all. We simply call him Lord and God. He has a name, my friend. He has a name. And the reason we that call ourselves Israel do not understand, it is simply as Yahweh said unto Jeremiah, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children. They are simply fools. And they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. This generation has no knowledge of doing good. It knows evil. Every kind of vile, corrupt thing there is, they will do it. Look at this pagan activity that is about to come forth. It is called Christmas, Christo, Christo. Their pagan worship, they will worship this vile, unclean thing. And yet that thing has a name. Saint Nick, Santa Claus. This vile, effeminate thing that has no love of Yahweh. He is a made-up fabrication. And yet this wicked nation will tell you that Jesus is the reason for the season. I believe that because those that accept that paganism, they are not offended by those things that transpire in that concept or precept of that name. Yahweh says, you can't pollute my name because my name is holy. It is a pure name, and you can't do that. You priests, you have despised the name of Yahweh. There, you that are listening, you know that he has a name. And because of your rituals and traditions, and you are afraid of losing those that you think that are yours, you're ashamed of the name of Yahweh. You deny that wonderful name. Tell me, my friend, you, I will not argue with any of you all, but I will show you in Scripture. You can call me. Show me where the name of Yahweh or the name of Messiah was ever changed. Show me, my friend. It's there in Scripture. The reason you don't understand is because you're foolish. He said you don't even know him. And you are sottish children. That is why this nation and the whole of the people do not know. And when someone began to express that revelation unto them, because of their arrogance, their pride, and their haughtiness, they will reject that. I recall One day a pastor said unto me that I was ignorant and I was full of pride. And yet the man will reject the name of Yahshua and Yahweh. He is emphatic about the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet there is no name, no name, not other, is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name. What name? Yahweh. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Only in that wonderful name. And yet, this pastor said I was an ignorant man and full of pride. Well, I received truth. I acknowledge truth. And so his name is truth. And so when a man rejects that, then he's full of pride. And that man is arrogant. He's a foolish man. And he doesn't know the power, nor does he know Yahweh at all. For Yahweh has a name, and it's not Lord. It is pagan. The word Lords is pagan. It means Baal. That is what Lord means. It is not Adonai. It is not God or God. Gods are made. They are created. Tell me about the God of your belly. Do you serve that God? He is Yahweh. And there is none other like him at all. As he spoke unto Moses, Yahweh says this. He says, Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. He said, And in very deed, for this cause, have I raised thee up. Who? Pharaoh. For to show in thee my power. Now the purpose was to show his power and his authority. There are those that will say, when the word name is there, it means his authority. You are a very ignorant man. Are you ignorant, Pastor Roberts? Oh, in many facets of life, I'm very ignorant. Very ignorant. So are you, my friend, because you do not have the knowledge nor the revelation of certain things. And you always said, Pharaoh, for this very cause have I raised thee up. First of all, to show in thee my power. That this world and the nations may know that there is only one true Elohim. He say, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. What name? When one declares something, do not they vociferate that? Is it not exclaimed? Do not they speak that? So what name is going to be declared? Is it Jesus? Is it Lord? Is it God? Or is it Yahweh? That Tetragrammaton, does that represent the name of Yahweh? Or is it just simply a pagan rendition of the forming of characters that have no significant value at all? Well, if that's the case, what value does the name Jesus Christ has? It has no value at all. And the first place in Scripture whereby the profoundness of his name is dealt with is here in Exodus. Why would not this great Father want his name to be known throughout the entire earth? He said, I've raised you up, Pharaoh, for this. And Paul profoundly in Romans chapter 9, verse 17, Paul said it like this, for the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, that is what Scripture says, for the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. What is the name that shall be declared? What name, my friend? If Yahweh raised him up for that purpose, that his name may be declared, what is Yahweh's name? Is there a name associated with Yahweh? Or is he known by some hybrids, general term, as lords and gods? It is a dishonor to use that to express unto Yahweh, the very creator of all things, and the God that you serve. Yahweh created him, that he may get glory even upon his name. Malachiah chapter 2, verse 2, Yahweh says, he said unto the priest, if ye will not hear, if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name. What name? Is that give glory unto his authority? Know that in the Hebrew expression, it would be enunciated shame. And that means his name, his reputation. He said, you will not give glory unto my name, said Yahweh of hosts. In the King James rendition, it says, the Lord of hosts. But saith Yahweh of hosts, he said, I will even set a curse upon you. Is this nation cursed today? This is a cursed nation. It is not blessed. For man hath not given glory unto the name of Yahweh. He said, I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not even lay it to heart. You don't even consider my name. My friend, you that have trouble with the name Yahweh, you have something corrupt in you. There's a corrupt seed in you. When you reject that profound truth, well, tell me, brother, sister, what is the name of this Creator that made us? Is that his name, Lords? Gods? Lord Gods? I am the Lord God, that is my name. That is not so. It cannot be so. Your Isaiah says, Isaiah 42, verse 8, I am Yahweh, that is my name. It says in the King James rendition, I am the Lord God, that is my name. How can that be? And my glory will I not give unto another, neither my praises or my praise to graven images. He has a name. And in the power of that name, it produces that profound euphoric that we're going to need in this hour to overcome the name of the beast of this age, the false Messiah. He is not a Messiah. He will be a Christ. He will be a Christo, but he will not be the Messiah. He will not be the anointed one of Yahweh. Messiah, Yahshua, HaMashiach. He is the anointed of Yahweh. That is our hope. That is why Yahweh sent Messiah, that we may have hope, knowledge, and revelation of that hope. Why have we not asked that question? Over the many years, I've pondered that. I've wondered. Yahweh began to deal with my hearts some years ago concerning his name. No, I did not go out and purchase books or anything. I began to study the scriptures. And as I began to understand certain little idioms, the revelation began to be revealed unto me that there is a name. And David tells us in Psalm 68 and 4, his name. His name is Yahweh. That is his name. And when you reject that, you despise him. You cannot despise his name and say you love him. You must receive that name, my friend, for that is the power of his glory, and that is his name. His name is going to be exalted and lifted up. That is what he said unto the assembly of Pergamos in Revelation chapter 2 at verse 13. He said, I know thy work, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name. He said, you hold fast to my name. What name did they hold fast to? Was it Jesus? It could not be. That name is only 500 years old. I understand that even that the eye, how they use that for the sound of a consonant and vowel. And it's only recently that the J was introduced into the English alphabet, in the English system, it has never been in the Hebrew or even the Greek. You say, well, the New Testament was written in Greek. Not so. It was written in Hebrew and translated into Greek. You understand that Greek at that time was a language that was spoken only by those that, it was a business language. It was a language of the cosmopolitans. It was not the general language of the average heathen, of the unlearned man. It was not. Yahweh has a name. He said to Pergamos, you hold us fast to my name. He said, and has not denied my faith. Even in those days where in Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain among you where Satan dwelt. Even unto the city of Philadelphia. He says in Revelation 3 and verse 8, I know thy work. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and thou hast kept my word. He said, you have not denied my name. What name they did not deny? Was it Jesus Christ? The name is only 500 years old. How could it be? We're ignorant. You say, well, that is how it is transliterated. No, my friend. You understand when something is transliterated. Let me give you a little example of what transliteration is. If you take a piece of leather, and it is literally leather, and it is tanned, and the process is done in Russia. When you bring that piece of leather, you transport it, or transatlantic, or transpacific, it is a transmitting, or it is a trans journey. It goes from Russia to America, it's still leather. You take it from America to China in that same form, it's still leather. You take it from China to India in that same form, it's leather. Now, if you translate that, you take it from America to China, and of course China will turn it into a pair of shoes. You get it back in America, it's a different thing. But transliteration is, it actually maintains the very same identity. And no name changes. Your name will not change if you go to Russia. Now, they may have a name in Russia that means David, and it may be pronounced differently. In Kiswahili, my name, David, is enunciated Dayudi. That is how you would enunciate my name. In English, it is David. And when I was in Africa, they call me David, Pastor Roberts. And the name of Messiah has never changed. It is this corrupt translation, this Greek and this Latin, that has corrupted it. Miriam was not a Latin woman or a Greek. She was not an English woman. She was a Hebrew. She was a Israelite. And the angel that spoke unto her did not speak English, and he gave him a name. And that name is settled and is forever. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We are delighted to be with you this night. I do want to hear from you. You that will call me now. Call now, area code 843-658-6222. You call and call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Write me, be a supporter of this broadcast that strengthen your hearts. So to give a generous one, you address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, South Carolina, 29718. Write me, send an offering in any amount you can, and we will bless you for that. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We're sitting here live in the radio studio to bless your hearts tonight, to bring great knowledge and understanding of the great name of the Father. Why is it our Father has no name? We have never known that. It is almost like the spirit of bastardom. That is what a bastard is. He has no legitimacy because he has no father. We have a father. He is our husband man. What wife has a husband and there is no name associated with him? She simply calls him husband. What is our father's name? Have you ever asked that question, my friend? When you began to use his precious name, it will cause even pastors and those that say they know him, they become petrified and angry. They will despise his name. I say to you, my friend, I would save myself from this untoward generation. I will keep myself from it. And I will use the name of Yahweh despite what man says, regardless of how they reject that. They can ostracize you and say, you've lost it. Sure, you have lost that identity of this pagan thing they call Christianity. Yahweh never called us even that. We're the house of Israel, the one who by the power of Yahweh dwelleth. We're not Christians. We're the saints of the Most High Elohim. Yahweh is his name. And we must hold fast to that precious name. David said in Psalms 8:1, O Yahweh, our sovereign, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. That is what Scripture says. Well, what is the name that is excellent? What is the name that is excellent? If he has an excellent name, what is that excellent name? And he said, thou hast set thy glory above the heavens. What is the excellent name of Yahweh? If he has an excellent name, what is the excellent name of, quote, God, unquote? What is that excellent name? David said, amongst the gods of Yahweh, there's none like you. Why? Because he is not a God like the God. He is not a God. He is Yahweh. He is the Creator. You can't even express what he is. I know in our logics and our thinking what we believe what God is. He is our Heavenly Father. And he was made known unto us as our Father. Messiah said, as they asked, how do we pray? He said, you pray. Let me say, my friend, that is not a pattern of how to pray. You pray that way. You think Messiah gave you a pattern? He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What is the name that is hallowed then? What is the name that is reverent? What is the name that is excellent? Messiah knew it because he came in that name. He didn't come in the name of Jesus. That was never his name. It cannot be transliterated into Jesus. It can't even be translated into that. How can Jesus be translated into Jesus? Now that baffles me. That baffles me. It is not hard to understand these things. You can go to your public library. And you have enough material in your house. If you would just open up the books, encyclopedia, you have a set of that, look it up. You will find what I'm saying is the truth. No, you won't look it up because it will punch holes in your doctrine and your traditions. It will show you the folly that you're walking in. And you don't want that to be. David said, give unto Yahweh the glory due to his name. Psalms 29 verse 2. What name deserves glory? Give unto Yahweh the glory due to his name. It says in the King James rendition, give glory unto God. Give unto God the glory due to his name. Then what is the name of this, quote, God? What is his name? He has a name. And for you to think it's not important, then that's folly. It's hogwash. His name is important. Every name is important. Is it important to name your children? Was that not a pain-taking situation? You thought of many names. You and the wife discussed that. You had a discussion of those things. And you come to an amicable conclusion that we will call him Jimmy or John, David, Matthias. So name is important. Name is very important. Because we must understand it is that name that we must be baptized in water, submerged in. That's what Messiah said unto his apostles. He said, go ye unto all nations, baptizing them in the name. That is what it says, in the name of the Father. Well, what is the Father's name? Because when you find the Father name, you will find the Son's name is the Father, Yahshua. And the holy Ra'uah, or the Ra'uah of Yahweh, is of the Father. Because Yahweh is a spirit. And the apostolic say, that means Jesus Christ. It's not so. Messiah came in the Father's name. He did not come in a name separate from Yahweh. Give glory unto Yahweh, unto His name, because His name is due that kind of reverence and glory. David said in Psalm 72:19, and blessed be His glorious name forever. You can read that in the text. It's in the Scripture. And blessed be His glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen. Well, what's the glory then? His name. His name. And the whole earth shall be filled with the name of Yahweh. And these earthen vessels that we are, we ought to be filled with that name. How is it that Messiah constantly called upon the Father? He opened the door that we can go before the Father. And yet we deny the Father and everything. Messiah did not come to take glory away from the Father. He came to glorify Him and to make His name known. He came to declare the name of the Father. And yet we say we know Messiah. And we will not declare the name of Yahweh. It can't be, my friend. You must pray that Yahweh open up your understanding to this revelation. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the S-U-N of righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. You that fear his name, what name? His authority? No. He says, my name. You that fear my name, and men don't fear his name today. That's why there's no glorious righteousness in men today. Full of corruption and sin. Every kind of vile, evil thing is perpetrated and done in the name of religion and God and Lord. But we can't do that in the glorious name of Yahweh. Psalms 105, verse 3. Glory ye in His holy name, and let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. You glory ye in His precious, reverent name. Well, what is the name that you glory in? Is it Lord? Is it God? Is it Baal? He wants us to glory in His name. And when we hear the name of Yahweh, we began to shout the victory. And dance. We even dance to His name. We sing praises to His name. He talks about His name over and over in Scripture. And because we are, as Jeremiah says, Yahweh uttered, my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children. We are ignorant, foolish children. And they have not understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. It is a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh. It is a good thing. And we do it in His name. We bless that precious name. And I tell you, my friend, the more I speak it, it does something in my soul. I love the name of Yahweh. I say it constantly. It is not a redundant thing to me. For I'm grateful that I know my Father. He's not some mystical God or Lord, but He is Yahweh, the great El, the mighty one, for there is none like Him. None at all. David said, give unto Yahweh the glory due to His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Well, what offering do you bring? An offering of thanksgivings and praises unto the name of Yahweh. Psalm 79, verse 9. Help us, O Elohim of our salvation, for the glory of Thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake, for his name's sake, for that purpose. Purge us, cleanse us from all of our sins. He declared David with a great unction, Psalms 148, verse 13. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. What is his name? It says in the King James rendition, let them praise the name of God. What is the name of this, quote, God, unquote? What is the name of this great El, the Creator? His name is Yahweh. It says, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. What name is excellent? Is the word God excellent? It can't be, because the scripture talks about the God of this earth that hath blinded your eyes, because you will not receive the glorious power of the truth of Yahweh. So that can't be an excellent name. Say what you will or may. You can reject that. But that's not an excellent name. Lord is not an excellent name. But the name Yahweh is an excellent name. That's an excellent name. Well, Pastor Robbins, I got a problem with that. I know Satan got a problem with it too. He rejects the name of Yahweh. He will not give honor unto the name of Yahweh. David said in Psalms 102 and verse 15, so the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. What is the glory of Yahweh? His name. His name is an excellent name. It stands out from all other heathen gods. That's all they are, heathen gods. There's only one Yahweh, and his name alone is excellent. You cannot continue to call him Lord and call him God. That is not Yahweh, Lord God. He's Yahweh Almighty. He is a sovereign one. He alone stands. His name alone is excellent. His name is above all other names. How do you reject that? And how do you submerge and incorporate the name of Yahweh with these pagan identities and these idioms? It can't be, my friend. He has a glorious and wonderful name. You say that has no relevance. The scripture tells us as Messiah, as he went into the coast of Gadara, and there was a one, there was one with many demons in him. And the scripture says, he casts, as before Messiah casts out the demons, in Mark chapter 5, verse 9. Mark chapter 5, verse 9. He said, he asked that spirit, he said, what is thy name? And he answered and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Well, if that power of darkness had a name, what is the name of Yahweh? What is the name of this, quote, God, quote, Lord, unquote, that you say you know? And yet the spirit of darkness had a name. And it was very important to put that name there. My friend, we can say what we will or not. We can be gullible. Do you understand that the text has been translated from Hebrew to Greek, from Greek to Latin, from Latin to English? And you tell me, as Messiah said, as you always said, that the pens of the scribes are vain, full of deceit and lies. You tell me man has not done that in this hour. Something is wrong with you if you believe that. As you always spoke unto Abraham, and unto Moses, and unto Noah, and unto Job, he's going to do the same in this hour, only for the called, the chosen, and the elect. He's going to speak to them by his Spirit. That's why John said unto the assemblies, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. We need to get spiritual and not fleshly. And you start by denouncing your traditions and denouncing those pagan identities and began to call upon the name of Yahweh. For that is the name given. Neither is there salvation in any other. How can you say that, preacher? Because David declares, even in Scripture, and the word of Yahweh says so, that salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Help us, O Elohim, of our salvation. You think he has changed that? He has always been the hope of our salvation and no one else. He sent Messiah to give us hope and to show us as the word was made flesh. That's what scripture says. The word was made flesh. And his word was made flesh. May Yahweh bless you tonight. We certainly have enjoyed expressing the truth of Yahweh unto you. Why don't you write me and ask for a list or a copy of our catalog of different sermons and messages that have been preached? It will certainly bless your heart. address your letter to me, Pastor Robert, 717 Miller Road, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Write, send a gift. Call me tonight, you that will call. Let me know how the frequency is coming in, wherever you are. Call me at area code 843-658-6222. Bless you. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast. I do want to take a little time at the latter part of this broadcast tonight to express unto you, my listeners and friends and enemies and foes as well, the mighty things that you're always doing here at Victory Community. Such great things, and I bless him for that. Some years ago, we put in for a license to erect a low-powered radio station, FM, and you always bless us to do that. And we're in the process of building and enlarging our radio studio and also a recording studio to sing glorious songs unto Yahweh. You that are listening, it's not going to take us long to do this. We're in the process of building a radio recording studio that we can record songs unto Yahweh's glorious name. It's going to be a state-of-the-art radio recording studio. It will not have the most elaborate equipment, but it will be one that is acoustically sound, whereby you can sing to the glory of Yahweh. You pastors and brothers that love the name of Yahweh, listen. You have those that can sing and love to sing. We open Yahweh's house to you, that you may come. We have accomplished musicians here. We have three pianists, guitars, acoustics, bass. We play, we sing. Our young men can play, our daughters of Zion, they sing and they can play, and it is a beautiful experience here at Victory Community. We have an ensemble of guitars and pianos. We have three pianists that we have three accomplished pianists that we play during our services. We have four that play the guitars, three, and two that play the bass guitars, and we have a wonderful experience here. And we are going to build a recording studio. And we're in the process of laying everything out. And I want you pastors and you brothers that have a group or saints, we have a place where you can come and eat and spend the day with us and record here. And we will put that over our little FM radio station that will reach out in a circumference of about 10 miles, but it will reach a vast amount of people in this area, and we are grateful unto Yahweh for that. We have our tower up. We're in the process of looking for equipment to put in our radio studio and also for our recording studio where we can record, and we will have the software and the computers whereby when we finish with it, it will sound, it will give a glorious sound unto Yahweh. We will never charge one nickel for any of the songs of Yahweh. We will simply ask those to send an offering if we send CDs out to you, and we will bless you with a gift. We're not going to sell, you can't sell Yahweh's music. It's a free gift. And there are many things that he's doing for us. We are in the process, and it will be soon. We will have up an internet site. I will give you more details on that. We're going to put up a homepage. And quite a few pictures to show you all the life that we live here at Victory Community. It's a very pleasant life. It's a very good life that we live, brothers and sisters, that we enjoy the breaking of bread one with the other. And we certainly enjoy the very precious word of faith that Yahweh speaks unto us by Pastor Roberts and other brothers that minister unto us. We do look for your fellowship, precious brothers, you that love Yahweh and delight in the truth. We want your fellowship. You have saints that can sing. It's not going to take us long to erect our studio, to enlarge our studio. We have a small studio here whereby I'm broadcasting live to you tonight that we can broadcast. We have what we call they are hybrids whereby we can tie into the telephone lines, and it gives a analog hybrids, and it gives a good clarity. And we will have some very state-of-the-art equipment in our radio studio as we enlarge that. I am the brick mason of one of them around here. I'm ready to begin laying the blocks. It's just a matter of us pouring the concrete slab And we will get on that. I found some acoustic material in Nashville, Tennessee, that I can get it for a great price. And I will be going out to Nashville sometime in the future to pick that up, that we may have a very acoustically sound studio. You don't even have to worry about the musicians. We have them. But bring the musicians, pastors, brethren, and we know how to dub the CDs, and we will put them on our radio station. We will not put the pagan music on our radio station. We have 18 months to get the radio station online. We're in the process now. We have received our confirmation from FCC that our call letters will be, hear this, WVOY, Word Voice of Yahweh. I like that sound. You're listening to radio station WVOY. It is a local little transmission that will reach out about 10 miles. And I am excited about that, what Yahweh is doing. We have a faithful group of brothers and sisters here that we love Yahweh. We're trying to press into the kingdom. And we have things to keep us busy, to keep our minds occupied as we labor, keep a very immaculate, beautiful place, clean, immaculately. And so we welcome the saints as you come, you visit. We welcome you to come. Write Pastor Roberts or call him. And once we get up our internet site, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, we will give you information on that where you can visit the site and see some of the things that we do here in Victory Community. We began to add many things to that site, things that will bless you concerning the very name of Yahweh and the glory of that name. So I'm excited about what Yahweh is doing. He's blessing us whereby our brothers, we're in the process and doing things whereby we will not have to work for anyone in the world, but we're establishing businesses here, little businesses, but it's a very beautiful thing whereby our brothers can work for themselves and we can work for Yahweh. We can take the feast days off and celebrate them. I bless Yahweh for that. We have very faithful men that are faithful in their giving and their labor unto Almighty Yahweh. And I'm faithful in my position, my calling, and I use all the finance with great discretion. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor Roberts, sitting here live tonight in our radio studio in the city of Jefferson, South Carolina. I want to hear from you, my friends. Write, send an offering. Write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller Road, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Or you may call me at area code 843-658-6222. Until you hear from us, may Yahweh bless you and enrich you. From all the saints here in Victory Community, we send to you Shalom in Yahshua's name. Bless you.